Afternoons on SEM.
Welcome back to Afternoons. Julian De Stoop with you. Big final hour coming up. Luke Parker from the Sydney Swans. Simon Hill, our own Simon Hill, to talk everything in the world game. And coming up now is Ben Hart. Now, Ben Hart, he's not scared of a challenge. As a teenager, he was playing on Plugger. Gary Ablett Sr., Jason Dunstall, won two flags at the Crows, 311 games. AFL Hall of Famer. He's had a couple of stints at the Crows as an assistant. He spent 4 years at Collingwood as well. But he's returned to Melbourne and he's working under Josh Fraser at the Northern Bull Ants. He's been good enough to join us this afternoon. Afternoon, Ben. Welcome back to Melbourne.
G'day, Julian. Yeah, good to be back here and certainly getting my teeth into some stuff at the Bull Ants, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Just take us through 2020. Obviously, was a tough year for you with what happened at the start of the year and the suspension you were given. And I'm pretty sure you were living away from the family as well. How do you reflect on 2020 for yourself?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's been a tough year for everyone involved, not just in football, but across the world in all industries. So it was been difficult. I mean, you live and learn with some things, but certainly we had an opportunity. Luckily, through the AFL to continue to play, and they've worked really hard to get some things organised so that could happen. And while living apart from the family is not always on field, obviously, we managed pretty well with that. But yeah, in the end of it, it didn't quite work out the way Adelaide had wanted it to. So we've decided to come back to Melbourne.
And just take us through how this role with the Bull Ants came about.
Yeah, so I've been back and looking for a bit of work. I didn't have anything to come back to, obviously, and just sort of come back, rejoin with the family and look for work. So there wasn't a great deal going around in the AFL circles, little bits and pieces here and a few other things which I looked at. But Josh Fraser got in touch with me. Fraser was good enough to give us a ring and see what I was doing, knowing that I was coming back, and he was keen to explore an opportunity to go and help him out down at the Bull Ants. And clearly, with them going back, being a standalone club into the VFL, the NEFL competition, the Eastern competition for next year, they're really keen to establish, you know, as best possible program that they could to drive and develop their players. And you know, we had a really good chat a couple of times, and yeah, as it came about, I'm really grateful to take the opportunity that he was keen to get us on board.
So specifically, what's the role you've got with Josh?
Yeah, so it's assistant coach and looking after the midfield, but he's really keen to let all his coaches actually explore and do a little bit of different things inside the environment as well. I think when we're sort of starting afresh almost, you know, building up a footy club to get back to what it was as one of the oldest footy clubs going around, and he's keen to explore what that looks like involved in the whole footy department. So we're trying to put them together, as I mentioned, and help him out on match day as much as anything.
In Victoria, you know, Preston and now the Northern Bull Ants is a fantastic traditional club with a great history. How much did you know about the Bull Ants before you joined, and have you learnt quite a bit since?
Yeah, no, I knew of them. That's probably as far as I can go before getting this role. But certainly a really proud footy club who's been around for a very long time. They've had their alignment clearly with Carlton for a little while, but I think one thing you notice by being back there only for a few weeks now is that they're very passionate about their football, and you know, that they love it. The club environment, they're going to build up again and get that back, and they're a real community-based club and looking to get some, you know, sponsorship from around the local community. And it's look, it's quite humbling actually to go back and see the work that they're putting in and how driven they are towards success in their community. So, look, I'm really pumped to be working with them.
Speaking to former Crows champ Ben Hart, who's got a new gig with the Northern Bull Ants in the new Eastern Seaboard competition. You mentioned before, Ben, looking for work. Now, we spoke to Mark Brayshaw yesterday, and there was obviously so much, you know, stress and change for a lot of assistant coaches and development coaches around the competition that lost their jobs. I'm assuming, given you played at the highest level for so long and then been assistant coach at the highest level for so long as well, there probably hasn't been times in your life where you've had to look for work. I mean, how sort of stressful was that for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of living and living in this day and age at the moment that you do that. But certainly I've been very blessed by being able to play for a number of years and then go into coaching and do that for a number of years as well. So being super blessed, but certainly opens your eyes to different opportunities and different avenues to look for work. you know, I've got a few things on the go as well, seeing that the Bull Ants is a part-time gig.
Yep.
So we're still exploring all that. And it's actually, I'm enjoying that part of it. Now, clearly, you'd love to be able to just land the first job you go for and everything will be okay, but it's not always the way. And, you know, we're just human like everyone else. So, yeah, to do that is good. It opens my eyes. It opens your, I guess, to looking for different opportunities as much as anything. So, you know, the passion to coach was still there and still is. So I get to do that with the Bull Ants, and then hopefully something else will fold out another way.
So you'd like to get back to the AFL level at some stage?
Oh, I think that's... Yeah, I'm not sure, Jules, to be honest with you. It's yes and no. I mean, I love coaching, and that's what I love to do. And if the right opportunity comes up, then absolutely. But it's not always... It's not just about jumping on any opportunity. It's the right one that has to fit. So if they're out there in 12 months' time, 6, 12, 18 months' time, then certainly have a look at it. But, at the moment, focus on the Bull Ants and looking after other stuff.
What appeals to you in terms of working alongside Josh?
Well, I think he's been with the club within reason, with the alignment, certainly, and has a very good reputation about how he likes to build players and certainly develop players, and that's a key message when I was speaking to them. He wants to develop this footy club and develop its players, and it's all about others with Josh, which really appeals to me. He's not about Josh Fraser, he's about the Bull Ants Footy Club and making it as best he can. So our philosophies align in the way we like to coach, but certainly as a person, I'm really looking forward to working with him.
We've got off our temper text machine here. Dom says he's an original fan of the Preston Bull Ants, so he's eager to know any notable signings that we can be looking out for in the next few weeks.
Yeah, well, there's going to be some. I can't probably divulge too much yet, but there'll be some announcements over the next week or so. I know that they've today, I think, launched their membership campaign. So if he's keen to get on board and sign up as a member, which we want a lot of our supporters to do, please do that. Go to the website and have a look. But there'll be over the next week or two some signings that we've been working pretty hard with, and Josh has been putting work into. So, hopefully that'll come to fruition in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, as you mentioned there, memberships are now on sale at northernbullantsfc.com.au. Of course, it's a 138-year-old footy club, and it's got a rebirth in this new look state league. So it's great to have the Bull Ants back. I guess one of the interesting features of this new competition next year, Ben, will be some of the new rules that are being trialled, particularly in terms of zones. How difficult is that going to be to coach over, you know, a pre-season that's shorter than normal as well?
Yeah, I mean, it'll have its challenges, but at the same time, it's sometimes having a little changes in you know, game plan to suit those rules can actually help the way you want to go about it. So we'll make sure we're really clear on what they are, and probably as coaches do, Jules, as well, you look for little ways to, you know, to beat those rules and see what we can come up with. So it's an exciting part, but at the end of the day, it's just going to be a great competition, and we're really looking forward to having a crack at it.
Have you got a thought on the current state of footy? It's something that's heavily debated every year, and we've seen quite a few rule changes at AFL level. Some have worked and some haven't. I mean, you've been in the thick of it. Do you still love the way the game is played like it used to be, or do you think we still need to tinker some things to get it to its optimum?
Look, I'm all for a bit of change. I think you have to change to look at things, and you might find something that makes the game better. Now, they'll never get every one of them right, but they'll never also get all of them wrong. So we always love, and everyone loves, to think back about how footy was played, but you do also have to move with the time. So, yeah, look, I'm neither here nor there. Some of them work, and you think that's fantastic. Some of them don't quite. So we just need to keep tinkering, but I implore them, I guess, not to change the fabric of the game too much, which they're not doing, but certainly if the rules don't work, move on. And if they need other ones that seem to work, then keep them.
Do you think that, really? Do you think potentially introducing zones like we're seeing it at the level that you're at, coaching at this year, is that borderline changing the fabric of the game, do you think?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm probably not a huge fan on the zones, because I think as the game evolves, it sort of works it out on its own, and that's my opinion, and it seems to find a way. The game always finds a way. Sometimes defence gets better, then offence reacts to that. Sometimes stoppages might look, too congested, and then the next year the coaches find a way to open them up. So Potentially, but it's worth having a look at to see if it adds to the spectacle, because that's what it's all about, really, at the end of the day. If the fans enjoy it, then that's what they're for.
Yeah, we're not going back to the days of a young Ben Hart one-on-one in the 50 with Tony Lockett, are we?
No, I'd be lost to get more zones there and bring people back to help me out. So I spent all my time running off Jules anyway to get away from him. So we won't need to go back there.
Exactly. Just one on the Crows. It's obviously been quite a turbulent few years at the Adelaide Crows. Obviously, the last month of the season was pretty promising, and now they've had a full pre-season under Matthew Nix. Just get your thoughts on how the Crows are tracking and what you expect from them in season 2021.
Yeah, look, they had a difficult year last year. I think with Matty Nix coming in, I think he certainly set the standard that he was after, and set his game plan and the way he wants the club to be run under him. And things were looking okay. And I think we entered round one, and we didn't look too bad. We just lost to Sydney, but we certainly got hit pretty hard by COVID. And we had a young group. They had a young group. And probably didn't handle that break as well as potentially they could have, and came back, and we were probably a little bit behind. So, but by the time we got our stuff together, we looked a little bit better in the last half of the season, I guess, or especially the last month. So I think they're on the right track. They do have a fair bit of youth there now, which they'll need to build up and get to the right places. So they're probably, a year or two away from really challenging for that eight. But I think they're on the right track.
And what's the pre-season? Have you been down to the Bullance yet? Have you been at training?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so I didn't do anything before Christmas because we were still sort of working a fair bit out. And then I've been back since Christmas and New Year. Been back down there three or four times. And, look, it's... They've probably got a bit of work to do on their facility, but we actually love that too, because it means, it's back to grassroots footy, back to Preston City Oval, and it's brilliant, but they're going to put a lot of work into there, and it has that real old school footy feel about it. So, we love it.
And you're able to train as a whole group at the moment?
So, yeah, at the moment, because we're still looking to finalise the list, there's probably about 60 to 70 people out there. Sometimes we split them up, sometimes it's all together. So it's great. It's a great atmosphere. The guys are fantastic. You can see they want to learn, and they want to have success at this footy club. So, it's a lot of fun, I'll give you that.
Yeah, it's exciting time to have the Bullants back in the competition. Ben, congratulations on the new role. Let's hope it leads to a step back into the AFL system. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, and we look forward to touching base throughout the year.
No worries, Jules. Good to talk to you, mate.
Great to chat to Adelaide champ Ben Hart, who's got a new job working under Josh Fraser at the Bullants. Just a reminder, too, the club has launched its membership campaign today. Memberships are now on sale at northernbullantsfc.com.au. Of course, it's the rebirth of a 138-year-old footy club. So it's great to see the Bullants back.